Welcome to the Right Division Network Podcast, a production of Grace Family Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word, Rightly Divided. We're going to be continuing today in our studies looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians. And we are here in chapter number 4. And we've been looking here at verse number 17, which says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." And so as we've been studying this verse, we've come to this last phrase here where it says, "And so shall we ever be with the Lord." So after the Apostle Paul has explained all of the details related to this event, he's going to now, by the fact that he's saying "and," he is going to add on one more detail for these saints to have an understanding of related to what is going to go on at the end of this dispensation, this event that for all those who've put their trust in the gospel message for today, the fact that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. Once someone puts their trust in that and that alone, they've become saved. They're a member of the body of Christ. And so that's why we have this thing that he's talking about the "we" there. That's, you know, our gospel is found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, you know, verses 1 through 4. And we have the understanding if we look at Ephesians chapter number 1, where the Apostle Paul explains something related to our salvation here in verses 13 and 14, where he says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, if that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory." And we see how Paul brings up this issue of the fact that once we've trusted that gospel message, that we are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The Spirit becomes the seal that is going to keep us in the body, that there's nothing that we can do that would undo the salvation that we have, because the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished everything for us. And because he accomplished everything for us, we are just putting our trust in what he did. And so that's why it becomes an issue of that we are going to be part of this and have that guarantee of it. And so that's why when he brings up that issue of "shall," you know, and we've talked about that difference before, about the difference of the words between "should" and "shall," where "should" reflects the issue of, okay, that it's possible that things are going to go on. It could going to go either way of things, that, like, okay, it could, you know, it could be this way, it could be that way, where "shall" is reflecting the issue of that this is truly what God intends, and that God is going to make sure that this is going to happen. And that's why it's called a guarantee. That's why even in verse 14 of what we just read in Ephesians, when it says, "which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession." So that seal that keeps us as the members of the body of Christ, there's a guarantee of that seal until he comes back for us, and then we're going to end up, and it says, so shall we ever be with the Lord, that there's that guarantee of us being kept in this. That's why you see how Paul writes, and let's turn over to Philippians chapter number 1. And we see the guarantees in Philippians chapter number 1 that the Apostle Paul makes when he says here in chapter 1 verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let's skip down to verse number 10. That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense, till the day of Christ. So, these two verses here where Paul's, you know, kind of saying the same thing to this assembly in Philippi, letting them know that there's a good work that's been done in them, and it's going to be kept in them, as it says, until the day of Jesus Christ, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ. So these two verses, and this is where everyone who studies the idea of the Word of God rightly divided, when they read those verses, understands the fact that the Apostle Paul is making the guarantee of that this is true of us until the catching out, which is commonly referred to as the rapture, that there's that guarantee of being kept in those positions of being, you know, in verse 10 where it talks about being sincere without offense, that good work being done in us until that happens, that we're being kept in the position of being the member of the body of Christ that God has promised we are going to be. Now, in our text here, if we go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, we see that there's a word here when he's talking about thing of, and he gives a time frame when he says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So what we need to do is we need to have an understanding of the idea of what that word ever actually means. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to just read the definitions of this word that come from Webster's 1828 dictionary. And so the definition would start with the thing of at any time, at any period or point of time, past or future, have you ever seen the city of Paris, or shall you ever see it? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 29 is an example of that definition of it. Another one, at all times, always, continually. And a couple verses that would actually help define that would be Psalm 111 verse 3 and 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7. The next one, forever, eternally, to perpetuity, during everlasting continuance. And a verse that would help define it is Exodus chapter 3 verse 15, and then it continues on with this one. In a more lax sense, this word signifies continually for an indefinite period. And a verse defined it, Exodus chapter 21 verse 6. These words are sometimes repeated for the sake of emphasis, forever and ever, or forever and forever. The fourth definition, ever and anon, at one time and another, now and then. A fifth one, in any degree, no man is ever the richer or poorer or happier for injustice. Let no man fear the creature ever the less, because he sees the apostle safe from his prison. In modern usage, the word is used, this word is used for never, but very improperly, and all the question wrangle ever so long. Is only this if God placed him wrong. This ought to be near so long as the phrase is always used in the Anglo-Saxon and in our version of the scriptures. That is so long as never, so long as never before, to any length of time indefinitely. Is me never so much dowry charmers, charming never so wisely. These are the genuine English phrases. Let them charm so wisely as never before. The next definition. The word of enforcement or emphasis. Thus, as soon as ever he had done it, as like him as ever he could look. And a verse that actually defines that would be Daniel chapter 6, verse 6. The last one. In poetry and sometimes in prose, ever is contracted into air. Ever in composition signifies always or continually without intermission or to eternity. So we see that there's a number of definitions that are found in Webster's 1828 dictionary related to this word ever. And as a quick side note here, one of the questions that we've received on occasion is, why do we go back to Webster's 1828 dictionary rather than just using a modern dictionary to get the definition of the words? And you know, there's a couple different reasons. One is that we see that as time progresses, that words change meaning. And because words change meaning, that we can then start to get a different definition of those words. And you know, example of this when you get into 2 Thessalonians and talking about the mystery of iniquity, and you see that word "let" that's used, and the meaning of that word "let" in that verse is the idea of restraining or kind of preventing something from happening, where the modern definition of that word is to allow something. So it's the exact opposite of what that word actually means. So we need to go back to a dictionary that's closer to the timing of when the Word of God, you know, we have, you know, we use a King James Bible and the version that we actually use there, everyone calls it the 1611 King James, where really, when you actually look at, you know, the things of, you know, based on, you know, the various spelling corrections and things that actually had to occur, that the version is actually closer to 1769 that we actually have, even though we call it the 1611 King James, that the Webster's 1828 dictionary, you know, is, you know, within 60 years of that. So it's a fairly close dictionary. You've also seen, as we've used it over these broadcasts, that one of the things that Webster included in his dictionary definitions is he referenced Bible verses to actually identify, you know, the meanings of those words. So that's why we go back to Webster's 1828 dictionary to find the definitions of the words that we're using. So as we look at these definitions of the word ever here, we see that there's a sense that we get from these various definitions of the issue of eternity and a time that does not have an end. And that was, especially as you looked at those first few definitions that we had read, that's where the idea of this is. And so one of the things that tends to happen when this occurs, and we have that understanding of these words, is that they end up trying to take a meaning that they apply and force it into the scriptures. And as they force things in, then they end up changing the meaning and, you know, and really try to end up affecting various other doctrines, because when they look at those words, you know, and I'm using the, there's a bundle of words, you know, that, you know, ever eternal, everlasting, that come up, that individuals try to put an end to those words, even though we see that there are certain things that are actually identified using some of those same words, to where even, for example, God is described using those words. And if we put an end to certain things, and sometimes it's putting an end to certain things that we don't like, then we would have to put an end to everything, because, you know, and I'm going to use the thing of where the individuals who want to do this, well, you have to consistently translate the word the exact same way all throughout the scripture, would mean that, okay, if the bad things have an end, then the good things also have an end as well. And so when Paul is saying here, you know, so shall we ever be with the Lord, there would have to be a thing of, well, it's going to be for a period of time that we would be with him, and then, well, something else is going to happen with that, even though we see that that's not what the Apostle Paul's making a reference. In fact, let's go over to Ephesians chapter number 1 again. And we see a thing of where the Apostle Paul, writing to this assembly in Ephesus, and he says something here that, you know, talking about the things in the ages to come after our dispensation. And we're going to read verses 9 and 10 of Ephesians chapter number 1. It says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him. Now, we see how Paul has actually defined something. When you look at the scriptures, you know, and individuals have come up with a vast, you know, thing of that, you know, there's all these different dispensations thing, and, you know, a lot of times they're actually coming up with these things on their own rather than letting the Word of God actually define them. That you actually see that the Word, because the Apostle Paul is really the only one who actually uses the word dispensation. And the reason why he's the only one using is because when you go from Genesis all the way through, you know, Genesis through Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know, you see how this is one consistent message to the nation of Israel. And it's only once you get to Paul and his ministry that you see that there's a change from things of, you know, prophecy, the kingdom being established, the earth being the focus, to, you know, the mystery, the things of the heavenly program, you know, that the Gentiles are the ones who are being focused on. And with that change, you see that the idea of dispensations being spoken of, you have Paul talk about, you know, rightly dividing the word of truth. So Paul's the only one that brings up that idea of the dispensations. And so he brings up the issue of that there's something in the future that he calls the dispensation of the fullness of times. And so a future thing of where the idea of time is going to cease. And that it's really kind of a hard concept for us to really think about, because everything that we see in our life is always reflected on that issue of time. And now you have Paul talk about that there's something called the dispensation of the fullness of times, where the full culmination of God's programming, the reconciliation of the heaven, the reconciliation of the earth, all of that is going to be complete, and that the all things that are in Christ are going to be gathered together in Him at that moment of that reconciliation being fully complete at that moment. And that's why we can know that when we start talking about that idea of ever, and it being a thing of it having that eternal for essentially, you know the word eternity, that there's no end to these things, that this is why we can know that this is true. Because the Apostle Paul telling us that we're going to be gathered together in one, that we're going to be part of this, that we're, you know, and that's why all these different verses that we've actually been looking at over the last, you know, few weeks and months, dealing with the issue of the catching out of the saints, is actually pointing to that hope that we have. And how, you know, the unfortunate thing of where, of what individuals have done to really make attempts to try to get rid of the hope that the members of the body of Christ has. And, you know, usually that starts centering around the fact of even just denying that this event is going to happen, and trying to put it as that Paul was speaking to somebody else and that he wasn't speaking to us. Paul is describing the hope that we as the members of the body of Christ has. And since he's describing our hope, we need to have that understanding of what our hope actually is. And because we need to have that understanding of our hope, we should be able to look at these words, be able to understand and be able to define exactly what it is that the Apostle Paul is trying to tell us for us today, to know that we have that hope. Now, next week we're going to probably actually finish verse 17, and we'll pick up looking at some of the things talking about the comfort that we have by knowing and understanding these things. And we find that in verse number 18 of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. So as we close here, I'd like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of study articles. We have some charts to help you in your study of God's Word. We have information on how to join our services live as they're being broadcast on Facebook on Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings. If you happen to be in the Buffalo area, we would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. We meet at 83 Anderson Road in Cheektowaga, New York. And as always, if you have any questions or comments about anything in our broadcast, anything on our website, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.